Introduction by Sophie Layton, Bethlehem Gallery Director. Over the past few years, Bethany Williams has retraced and reformed her practice. She took a break from the fashion practice she'd established and spent some time back in the Isle of Man where she grew up. This exhibition, her first solo art show, marks a re-evaluation and a reset of her approach. Bethlehem Gallery fills a well-fitting incubator for this body of work that Williams presents here, on the edges of London and set in the 250-acre grounds of a psychiatric hospital with a focus on art and health. In preparing for this exhibition, Williams has been working with materials new to her, including clay. She has been exploring natural dyes and cajoling materials to behave in unexpected ways. Porcelain to appear almost as a fabric, textiles to form hardened sculptures. She has been working with collaborators to expand her practice in new ways. Alongside this, Williams has been avidly researching and experiencing different models of being with a focus on invisible illness, women's health, and the mind-body connection. She has pored over archival material in the archives of the Bethlehem Museum of the Mind, researching how chronic illness in women was approached a century ago. She has liaised with and read academics, finding a particular renaissance with the work of Dr. Sula Wingassen, whose essay is in this booklet. In this exhibition, the body is key. Sculptural works and textual hangings demand that our bodies experience them. We interpret them psychologically and navigate them physically. Bodies feature in the textile designs and the torso-shaped porcelain. The title of the exhibition, This Wild, Achingly Beautiful Place, refers not only to the natural environment, to our world, to the Isle of Man with its very specific island history and beauty, but also, for Williams, to the bodies we inhabit, wild and unpredictable, painful, exquisite, all we have. The line comes from a poem included in this booklet, written by Williams' friend and collaborator, Eno Muffin. Muffin was commissioned to write this as part of a previous project Williams led with young people, commissioned by Bethlehem Gallery on behalf of South London and Maudsley NHS Foundation Trust. Co-producing a new artwork for New Children and Young People's Centre opening in 2026. Bethany Williams held 2025, working with light for these series of works was important for Williams, and a big breakthrough in her own recovery. Not only is light a metaphor signifying new understandings and joy, in a practical sense it can also cause or exacerbate pain. Williams wanted to acknowledge the pain that light, sound can cause. Because of this exhibition, it features low, subtle lighting, as Williams experiments with ways of making galleries safer and more inviting places to be for people experiencing chronic pain. Our natural environment is also a serious theme in Williams' work. In the sustainable fabrics and dyes, in the thoughtful processes, and in Williams' references to the natural world in her work. In this exhibition, Williams issues an invitation to explore and to connect this wild, achingly beautiful place, which is at once a description of Williams' painful but ultimately joyful recovery journey, her home environment to the Isle of Man, and the natural world we can all connect to. Bethany Williams says, "This wild, achingly beautiful place is my most personal work to date. An exploration of illness, healing, identity, and the quite powerful process of rebuilding when everything falls apart. A love letter to the land that held me, the pain that changed me, and the version of myself I never expected to meet. To everyone who walks beside me, even when I couldn't see a way forward, your love made all the difference. You showed me the way through, and to anyone moving through pain, visible or invisible, I see you, I believe you, I'm walking beside you. Healing isn't linear, but it's completely possible."